This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama today wraps up his longest trip of the midterm election season. He's headlined huge rallies for Democrats in six cities over the last 4 days, mostly along the West Coast. He'll make one more campaign stop in Minneapolis on his way home this afternoon. NPR's Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president.
The fact that California Senator Barbara Boxer needs President Obama's help in the final days before the election pretty much says it all.
Barbara is somebody who's got more fight in her than anybody I know. And she's always fighting for the right reason.
During a fundraiser at a huge rally in Los Angeles yesterday, President Obama warned Democrats that if they don't turn out to help keep Boxer in office, his party could lose the Senate.
She's fought for you for a long time. Now she's got to see you fight for her over these last couple of weeks. We have to have Barbara back in the Senate.
Just 2 years ago, Democrats were on the march in historically red states. This year, Republicans have brought the fight to Democrats' home turf. Boxer was first elected to the Senate in 1992. It was dubbed the Year of the Woman because 24 new women were elected to Congress. The number of female senators tripled from 2 to 6. This year, she faces her toughest re-election test against Republican Carly Fiorina, the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Republicans have also nominated a woman challenger next door in Nevada, where Tea Party-backed candidate Sharon Angle is in a virtual tie with the man at the top of the Senate pyramid, Majority Leader Harry Reid. Yesterday afternoon, Mr. Obama flew from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
I appreciate everybody saying Obama, but I want everybody to say Harry, 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 Harry.
He told 9,000 Democrats at an outdoor rally that he needs their help to make sure Reid holds on.
If I'm going to be able to help middle-class families all across this country live out their dreams, then I want to have a partner in the United States Senate named Harry Reid.
The outcome of this race could hinge on Latinos. Paul Taylor of the Pew Hispanic Center says Nevada has one of the largest concentrations of Latinos in the country.
About 26% of the population of Nevada is Hispanic, but only about 14% of the electorate is Hispanic. There's that disparity because so many of the Hispanics who live in that state are either very young, not old enough to vote, or are not citizens.
Taylor says he could imagine Latinos sitting out this election, but he cannot imagine them voting for Republicans in large numbers.
The share of Latinos who think that Republicans have been better for Latinos than Democrats is in the single digits.
Fernand Amandi runs a consulting firm that specializes in the Hispanic electorate. He says Latinos were hit harder than some other demographic groups in the recession, especially in Nevada, where home building was such a big industry during the boom.
Latinos tend to be much lower on the wage-earning scale. They tend to be a lot more impacted when it comes to these cutbacks on jobs and of the economic pain and crunch that's being felt around the country.
Amandi theorizes that the economic crunch could keep demoralized Latinos from voting this year. The purpose of Mr. Obama's visit, in Nevada as elsewhere on this tour, is to keep that from happening. He brought the Get Out the Vote message to the Hispanic community yesterday in a Spanish-language radio interview. And at his rallies, he followed his familiar refrain of Yes, we can, with Sí, se puede. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Las Vegas.